I do know the place you're talking about, and it's the Illies. For those of you who maybe come across type of what description is it given here at an area called the Illies. It's not a townland, it's just an area full of little townlands. And incidentally, the root word is actually Uilleann. It comes from Uilleann pipes, the elbows. And the only elbows you see from a height out there is the curves and turns of the river. It's the headwaters of the Crannagh River, and it's all elbows all the way down. So hence the Illies is possibly what they're describing. But as to a place not to go out Halloween, it would be a place to avoid at all costs at any after hours. Now, there's I still visit there. The new houses that are there now still don't outnumber the old wallsteads that are there in clusters around that whole landscape. You know, let's say the new houses are easier carpet than the old wallsteads. So if you were traveling those roads, you would go from house to house. I'll tell you a funny one now, and I'll get someone's going to get back to me on this because they've said, "What do you mean?" Yeah, and I maybe walk myself into all sorts of trouble here. I was telling a story to a man not of the Illies, and we were trying to fathom the end of a riddle we were talking about. We can't even remember what that was, but we must find out the meaning of this. And I mentioned a name I see when I go through there, alas, Pat. The man who's not from the Illies says, "You may well ask Pat, but I can tell you now, you'll be 5 miles down the road before you realize he didn't answer you. And 5 miles further on, you realize you've got 10 more questions for your question." He says, "They don't tell you anything, they ask questions." So, and I'm often thinking on that. And the reason for that, John, and I'm sure if you study in any rural area, very rural area, get her up and around the Cruachan, the Glenties, or down into west, southwest Donegal. A stranger or a traveller comes into an area, it was incumbent on the whoever met him to gain as much information about that person, who he was, where he was from, his business there, where he was moving on to. Why? It was because not he just wasn't plainly nosy, but that was the entertainment for the night's crack. And next, that was the whole talk of the house the next night. You went into the house knowing something somebody else didn't, and that you entertained people with. But back to the fairy folk. Yeah, in that area, there was the fairy lore really lasted there, and you can find examples of it in the Folklore Commission books. Right in that area on, and they're telling stories, and the stories have been retold. And as I suppose a modern era moves with us, and it comes into, I suppose, not tarnish it, but you know, better explain what was going on in those years. But the stories adapted to take account of that, and they could tell more lies, and they could be explained. So they kept the thing going. But I often think it was an awful lot to do with the act of illicit distillation. And it was whiskey making on a massive scale there in the area, the mountains of the Illies and the mountains of Orris. And it would have been practiced there if you had your still going there by night. You know, any lights on the hillside were explained away. It's the little people. It's the fairies. Don't go up there. And that would have worked with some people, not with the revenue. They were much too clever to believe this. They would watch these lights and they would go and investigate it, disregarding the folklore of the fairies. But the potion maker had another tool in his arsenal, which he would release on the approach of anybody foolhardy enough to approach him. And he had a banshee. And John, I don't want to Vanish the Banshee. But would you like to hear what the Banshee was? You can drop this out if you can. But the Banshee was actually a hare that the distiller would have captured or his team. And that was kept in a basket. And on the approach of anyone, any unwelcome guest, the poor hare would be taken from the basket, his leg given a twist and let loose. Now, a hare does not squeal like an animal, it screams like a human. And this was set off in the direction of the revenue or whoever's foolhardy enough to dare to approach the work of the fairies. Now, that banshee, it meant in some areas it was death to whoever heard it. And then in other words, no, it actually meant death to one of the company who didn't hear it. This banshee had it in for everyone. She didn't take any prisoners. You heard it or you didn't hear it. But, you know, in any group of 12 individuals, any one person, 12 individuals, he's not going to be alive in at the end of the year. So that would have added on to the lore of the banshee, this fairy woman who screamed death and destruction through the hills of Inishowen and no doubt in the other parts as well. But it was a fantastic trick, I thought, at the time.